Welcome to the REI Diamonds Show with Dan Breslin, your source for real estate investment jewels of wisdom.
Hi, Ben. Welcome to the REI Diamonds Show. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me, Dan. I really appreciate it. It's a pleasure to be here today. And we're starting to get some great weather in Southern California. So I'm very grateful for that. But everything else is good. And appreciate you having me on your show.
Yeah, for sure. For context for the listeners, I think we were talking about you leaving Chicago and me moving to Chicago from another state. What was it that drove you to go to California? Was it the weather, the environment, or something else?
It was part of it. I mean, part of Chicago, you know, my heart is always in Chicago. And I am a Chicago kid. I lived there for 52 years. And I was actually commuting back and forth from California to Chicago for a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
And my kids, I have two kids in college at USC. One just graduated. And my daughter's at Dana Hills High School as well. And then my spouse is here as well. And what I realized was I had a choice. When we first looked at where to move, I wanted to move to Texas or Florida. The other side of my family said, well, everyone's out here. And my wife's family was out here too. And so it just made a lot of sense to move to California. So whether the climate in Chicago, the rules and ordinances and the way they handle the pandemic to the amount of violence in Chicago now, where, you know, I've walked the streets of Michigan Avenue for years and I see security guards, armed security guards, three, four of them in a store up and down Michigan Avenue. And I just realized that this is not the place that I was born and raised and grew my business. And it was time to make a change. And I'm sad to say that, you know, it breaks my heart to say that. And Chicago is near and dear. And I go back because my headquarters for my company Alliance is in Chicago. So I go back. So it's a treat for me to go back, but I don't miss it like I thought I would. And it's interesting how my mindset has changed. And so I really gravitated to California. I live in the Orange County area. I love it. The networking's great. The people are wonderful here. The people in Chicago are wonderful too. Don't get me wrong. But it made a lot of sense to come out here, especially with launching my personal brand, which is growing rapidly. My podcast is growing rapidly. And it made a lot of sense as I get older. And I've been in this business, Dan, for over 28 years. And it just gets to a point where I was waking up and it was gray and dark when I woke up. And it was gray and dark when I went home from the office in Chicago. And I miss the food. I miss the people. I definitely miss my sports teams. But at the end of the day, it was a real healthy change for me to be in California. So I'm very grateful to be here.
Nice. Yeah, I have a soft spot, obviously, for Chicago in my own heart. So I remember when I was starting the company and it was like nascent and nothing, if not close to bankrupt back in, I don't know, 09, 10, somewhere in that range. I remember telling a friend of mine, I'm going to move to a world-class city and I'm going to build a world-class company. And that city is Chicago. And it was probably 3, 4, 5 years later that I finally made it, remembered saying that, making that prophecy, if you will. And I loved it here. I love the thought, this is great. I'm probably never going to leave. I'm from the East Coast. We have the Jersey Shore. So this is like the Jersey Shore combined with like downtown Center City, Philadelphia is like the vibe of Chicago at the beach. Yeah. But then I spent the winter in Florida this year, kind of at, you know, maybe a similar point in my life as you, where it was like, hey, you know, I can do this. I'm going to try that this year. And I was surprised how much I didn't miss Chicago for those couple months. And then I got back, but I'm sure I'll feel better once the weather breaks and the sun is shining again here.
This is the best time in Chicago because, you know, April's around the corner. Baseball season starts. The city starts opening up and becoming alive. I mean, I remember as a kid growing up in Chicago that, you know, I always looked for this time in March. I mean, it's March 16th as we speak. And I would always look for that once we hit like in the 20s, like 20, 24th, 25th, 26th, you'd start seeing that break of snow would be melting, ice is gone. You'd see the dirt on the roads and your driveway. You would see the pounds of snow outside my house start diminishing. And once I knew that, I'm like, spring's on the way, the birds would come back. And then April came around and then you get the crazy rain and, you know, trees falling down and lightning. And and I remember all those days. And I remember, you know, now ice melts and flooding is relevant in Chicago area. And I feel for those people because I remember those days. You see flooded basements and a lot of damage. But April's an exciting time because that's when the weather starts breaking and more people are out and walking around, and you go downtown in the city and it's vibrant. And so these are great, great moments in the city of Chicago.
Yeah, I hope some of the listeners who are my friends from Philly will hear that sales pitch and maybe come out and visit me, right?
It's a great city. First of all, I raised my kids in the Chicago area, and I can tell you there's not many better places in the world if you're going to have a family and you want to raise kids than the Chicagoland area. The schools are outstanding. The people are great. The values are good. The food is second to none. Maybe New York is comparable. But in Chicago, we have just incredible food, great sports. And so it's just in a lot of culture. You know, there's art museums and there's tons of different museums. There's a lot to do. And just you could touch a restaurant like all the entire year and not go to the same restaurant in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And that's for all of Chicagoland. I mean, and all of Chicagoland is great. I mean, I grew up near a town named Highwood, which was next to where I lived. And they just had incredible restaurants that were just growing. And so, yeah, I miss the food in Chicago for sure.
Nice. Maybe we'll get together when you come back out here. Absolutely. So, Ben, so people can get to know you and Alliance, maybe you could give us like a snapshot of sort of the business model and the progression over the last, you know, what was it, yeah, 28 years in real estate?
So I've built over 1 million square feet. So let me just start. I am an office, industrial, and retail expert. That's how I cut my teeth. A lot of my colleagues start off in multifamily in Chicago because we had some icons they would go work for. I wanted to do something different. I said, well, I don't want to be a multifamily guy in Chicago. They do very well. They're great, great people, very successful. But I wanted to do something different. So I got into office industrial to start, and then we kind of cultivated into retail. I started a company called Alliance when I was younger in my 20s. We've built over millions of square feet of office industrial. I've done hundreds and hundreds of syndications. And we just launched a fund. It's called the Alliance Medical Property Fund. So 17 years ago, out of my 28, 29 year career, we decided that medical was a really good place to be. It was being scrutinized. And we said, and I phrase this term, the human body is never going out of style. And because of that, we looked at and we did very well. So we're experts in medical. We do veterinarian properties. And so we own and manage our entire portfolio. We're in a lot of states around the United States. We invest in the South and Southeast, Southwest, Mountain West, parts of the West Coast. We still have some in the Midwest. And that's really where we focus. And we've just had an incredible career and run at our company. And I'm in the prime of my career. I'm 53 years old and just ready to take another leap. So we're actually going the other way. We're actually hiring people. We're hiring about 6 people. We just hired about 5. Hopefully going to hire another one in the next day or two. And just really exciting. I'm doubling down on marketing and growth. I'm excited for opportunities, excited where the future goes. And we'll be doing some larger funds to buy medical, industrial, and various other products as we grow further. And I'm really excited. I have a great leadership team with 200 plus years of experience. People like investing in Alliance. Once they do, they don't want to leave. And I understand why, because we were one of the first companies to establish an investor portal. And it's very transparent. And I'm very proud of that. And the people here at Alliance should be proud of themselves as well, because the people at Alliance are just incredibly talented, wonderful people. And it resonates with all our third parties we deal with. It resonates with our investors. And so just couldn't be more proud of the group of people that carry the torch for me and help continue my legacy within this company. And so I'm really excited about the future. I'm excited for this year. Obviously, I touched on my personal brand, which helps significantly with Alliance. And my podcast, Ben Reinberg, I Own It, is very significant to help as well. And I do love, we just relaunched our social media campaign for Alliance, and it's Alliance CGC. So if you follow us, you'll learn a lot. It's really dropping a lot of knowledge adding value. That's our purpose. We're here to serve and teach people what we do, how we do it, and make them extremely wealthy. And we have a great track record, Dan. We in medical, just to give you an example, we're mid-20s IRR, our track record. If you look at all the asset classes around, we're probably upper 20s if you threw in industrial and retail and all the deals we've done throughout the year. So just, you know, really, it's a long game, commercial real estate. It is a marathon business. I don't sugarcoat it. People say, well, how do I become successful? You got to show up every day. You got to keep going. You have to keep pushing forward. And at the end of the day, you'll create success. And it's ups and downs. One day you have a great day. One day you have a lot of no's and you might be down, but you have to work on yourself and your inner game in order to become effective in commercial real estate. I really believe that. I really learned what the secret is. And it starts with yourself.
So in the Alliance business model, from the investor's perspective, I guess the fund, are these kind of like a hold forever type of philosophy or more of like a buy, get in, sell it after, say, 3 to 7 years and cash out?
Yeah, it's exactly right. It's usually a 5-year hold. We're in and out. You have the ability to extend it to protect the capital if need be. But generally speaking, we think this fund will probably grow. We might even double it over time. So we'll be in and out in 5 years, and we project we'll probably be high teens, low 20s IRR when we exit. And I'm really excited about it. It's phenomenal. We've had great response. We've already acquired 5 assets for the fund, which is exciting. We did that towards the latter part of this year as we launched. And we continue to raise equity, which is exciting. So investors can still get in if they're interested. It's just a wonderful vehicle. I believe in it strongly. I've committed significant amount of money to it in all different aspects. And there's no one's a bigger believer in what we do than me. And I back it up and I love it. And I haven't found a better investment than what we do. And I love the fact you can kick the bricks and mortar. And you can see that all our different properties serve different niches. So, Dan, anything that you and your family go and visit for medical services, that's generally speaking what we own.
Okay. What are some of the insights you had over the course of your career? And I'll give you an example. For me, one of the big key insights that led to where we're at today as a company is there's 3 components to a deal typically in what we're doing. At least our piece, we're not necessarily doing the management piece, but you have to have the capital. And most people think you got to have the money first, and that's the hardest barrier to entry. So some people have a lot of money, they come to the game, the capital is what they're bringing. That's the thing of value as a partner that they have. The other aspect would be, let's say, the construction, the management, or the operation of the deal, we'll call it. So in the management context, that would sort of be the other piece. You can be a very great operator, a great developer who's going to build these properties out. And that can be your strong suit, and that could be your really valuable piece of the partnership. And then the other piece was the deal itself. And to me, I didn't have this great extensive construction background. I certainly didn't have the capital to bring to the table or anybody with capital. So I decided no one else in the world was going to do more off-market deals than Dan Breslin. And that was my niche. And I hadn't done very many when I decided that. And it's a very different story today. And still to this day, it's the deals. We bring the deals to the table. That's my insight, and that led to what I built my career on. Do you have any other insights similar to that that may have happened, maybe even one or two as you pivoted along the way? I think the one you did share was that medical is a good place to be. So I am curious if you had any others, Ben.
Well, I mean, you know, I have a lot of knowledge from being in this business for almost 3 decades. I mean, we'd be here all day if I start dropping knowledge, but I'm happy to share whatever you guys want. But at the end of the day, it's really finding deals, capitalizing deals, getting financing. You have to show up every day. You have to be persistent. You have to work on yourself and your inner game. It's what allows you to create, because you have to be able to create in this business. And creating is the niche you want to play in. Creating is, how do I get a deal done? How do I find a deal? If you find the right deal, you'll capitalize it. You'll find the right equity. You'll find a loan. And it mitigates, it kind of offsets experience when you're first getting started. For all your young listeners out there, or for all the people that want to get involved in commercial real estate or any type of real estate, is it starts with you and belief and your limiting beliefs and getting rid of them. And it's not that easy. You know, I've been working on that for years, and finally I've accomplished that. But it was a process to do. And so to share some insight, I would say to everyone is know what the outcome you want and go after it. And that's the best advice I can give you is know your outcome, go after it, and put the blinders on and go after it hard. Get right in the water and commit. Dan, commitment is a serious term that people don't adhere to because most people say, well, I'm committed. Are you? Will you show up on a Saturday? Will you go on a Sunday? Will you raise equity over the weekend if you have to? How committed are you to get what you want in life? I know I was. That's why I'm wildly successful in this business, is I'm committed. How committed are you and how bad you want it? That's the best advice I can give because commitment is a term that people take lightly. They don't understand what it means. So for example, you know, you see all these people that walk into a cold plunge, right? That's commitment. You sit in there for a minute or two, that's commitment. That's what commitment means. You keep your word, that's your commitment. Most people lie to themselves. They don't keep the words to themselves. So when they say, hey, I'm gonna be home at 5, you be home at 5. When I say, you know, I'm gonna be on a podcast at 10 a.m., I'm gonna be on a podcast at 10 a.m. My word is my bond. That's integrity. And that's what's important in this business or any business. So finding deals is one thing, and there's all different ways to do it, and everyone does it differently. Capitalizing deals, there's different way people do it. But the best advice I can give is be committed. Keep your word. Follow through on what you want and understand what the outcome is. And if you can understand this, everything else will become a lot easier as you progress in your career.
So you mentioned starting with beliefs, and you said it's been a process for yourself. Can you give me an example or two of some of the limiting beliefs that surprised you when you finally identified them and reconstructed them?
Well, I've been an introvert for years in an extrovert position. So I had to fix that. And a lot of that was just confidence, believing in myself and not having imposter syndrome and living my authentic self, who I am, and knowing that I'm good enough. It didn't matter how much money I had in the bank, how many deals I've done, all the success I had. I didn't feel I was good enough to be who I become. And that has to do with childhood experiences. So I've had to clear all those experiences and go back and say, why is this happening? Why do I feel this way? Because I am a gift. I'm wildly talented. I have people that I've made multi-millions. And it's not just investors, employees, to third-party resources that work for us. And long story short, I offer a lot of value. And I wasn't loving myself. I wasn't appreciating who I was. So I had to learn, like, who is the real Ben Reinberg? What's his value? What's his gift? And I had to appreciate myself and love myself. And once I started loving myself, it opened up the door saying, okay, confidence rising, deals rising, more open-minded, less judgmental. And all these things started to come together. And it took a while. I had to learn. I mean, it's not that I just fell off the cart and figure this out. I had to bring in mentors and invest in myself, time and significant money, become the best version of myself, which I am today. And I'm very proud of myself for how far I've come. And again, it's so when people say, well, what can I do? I said, work on yourself. Become the best version of yourself. Whatever that means, start small. As you make more money, you can invest more money. Dan, there is no better investment than yourself. I could say medical office and investing with Alliance is the greatest thing since sliced bread. And it is. But at the end of the day, when you can invest in yourself, that's the best investment you can make.
Yeah, I'd agree. The ROI compounding on your own internal knowledge, skill set. You know, I'm a fan in the podcast who've heard me talk about this. We speak a lot about assets. You know, guys are listening, gals are listening to the show. Oh, I want my assets in the column and less liabilities and all that. But what about sitting down and figuring out what your strengths are and what your assets are first? What about deciding that you want some of these more intangible assets into that column? Maybe it is some of the belief things. Maybe it is underwriting a medical office deal, right? Maybe it is $1 million in cash that you want in the asset column. That would be more of the physical thing, but you're going to have to become the person, if you don't already have that, who's going to earn and create that kind of value out there. And again, that probably circles back to that insight I shared, right? I didn't have a lot of assets at all, but I could figure out, to your point, how to be creative and figure out how to get deals. And that ended up really being helpful to recognize that, like, this was my asset. I had this like nascent skill set and a bunch of time and willingness to like learn how to and then invest in building that, compounding that over time. And then it did turn into some of the other things in the columns that people will point to and say, here's the bricks and mortar that Dan owns. And here is, you know, the evidence of this guy's quote unquote success or whatever it is that maybe people are like striving for on the front end.
Let me add to that, which is really important. What you said for your listeners is you use the word create, and create is such an important word in business, especially in commercial real estate or residential real estate of what you do. And at the end of the day, in order to create, you have to open up your mind and have enough mind space. And what happens is we get bogged down as people. We listen to society. We have certain standards and expectations that have been instilled in us for years. And you take a step back and you look at all this and you realize a lot of it's an illusion. And when you realize that and you look at it and you become grateful for everything in your life, you start opening up your mind. You start clearing things. Integrity starts coming to the forefront. And then what happens is it gives you the ability to create. And that allows, so take your example where you said, hey, I can get creative in my residential deals and look at how to structure and all that. It all stems from you, Dan. It all stems from you becoming the best version of yourself and you having the open mind space to be able to create. And so for all your listeners out there, learn how to create. Slow down. You don't have to walk so fast. You don't have to have 100 meetings in a day. Okay. Sometimes less is more because it allows you to create and think and give you space. And I had to learn that as well. You know, I'm a guy where if you looked at my calendar, you'd freak out because I always have like 10 or 12 Zoom calls in a day. But I tell them, I say, I need space. So I might take some off, or I might say, hey, I need a half hour in between meetings in order to take a breathe. You know, I'm big into meditating. I meditate in the morning, in the evening, and also sometimes throughout the day. And so I do that to create my mindset and my mind right, because it allows me to create. And so I wanted to touch on that, because if you have the ability to create, it allows you to be solutionary oriented, not focus on problems, calm when you're negotiating. And so it has a tremendous impact. That's why I always advocate to say to people, I want you to be mentally healthy. I want you to be sharp. I want you to be confident. It's so important for everyone to think about that, because when you are the best version of yourself internally, externally, you will show up. And people will gravitate to you. And that's how you make money. That's how you do deals. That's how you attract resources into your life.
Yeah, I love the meditation piece. I think I've been meditating consistently every day without missing one for at least 3 or 4 years, probably before COVID. And then sporadically for the few years before that. And I've noticed the level of creativity go way up in there. I think it was Einstein used to like to sit quiet. I might be wrong. I know for sure that Thomas Edison did. He had a chair and he would just sit there and literally think through the problems. And my meditation will have some semblance of that. So the neurology, and I forget the networks in the brain that do it, but there's two kind of things that will occur in a meditation. One can be the stream of consciousness thoughts, and the goal is not to judge, not to grab onto any of them, but just observe the thoughts. And that section or function of the brain has a name, which I don't recall. And that's its job. And some people have developed this like random thought idea generator that's sort of firing off all these different ideas. And if you're watching them on a consistent basis through meditation, some really good ideas are going to come there. And it's like the theory is that that's how you become more creative, is by watching this neural network that's producing the random stream of consciousness thought. Some of it's crazy. A lot of it's not going to work. And then sometimes there's jewels that sound like they've been handed to you from the voice of God. And if you never sat down to pay attention to that, you're going to miss that thing, that gift that the universe was giving you. And then the other aspect of the meditation is to absolutely become quiet, silent, where there's not even any stream of consciousness thoughts. And maybe this is the second 5 minutes in a 10-minute meditation, where the second 5 minutes is silence. There's not even an observer. There's nothing. There's nothing at all. It's just silence. And I find that my benefit in the negotiation, stressful situations from the second 5 minute chunk in that example, that is where that calm demeanor and the ability to control the emotions really start to shine for me as I put that practice into play.
And it's well said. And one of the important aspects is when you do have an idea or you want to do something, is go get it done. Just do it. Don't worry about failing. You might fail, but that's okay. So for all your listeners out there that are listening and wondering like, okay, well, what's holding me back from making that decision? It's confidence. So if you could work on your confidence and work on yourself, you'll make those decisions. And guess what? That's where growth happens. And it's just the way it is. And so whatever you could do to stay healthy, mentally, physically, I'm a big front. Dan, I'm a huge health nut. I work out at least 6-7 times a week, 5 days with a trainer, eat healthy, into biomed and all those good things, stem cells. But at the end of the day, I realized that it makes me a better version where I could perform and make sure we're a good shepherd for our investors' capital and my employees as well. So I am a big proponent of what you just said, and it's been a part of my life, and it's helped me really gravitate to become the best version of myself as well. So I appreciate what you said.
Yeah, you too. The thing I found on you when doing some research, Ben, was I wrote down in my notes from prep for this, it's the name of your podcast, but I wrote it down as the I own it philosophy, or like operating principle. And people who are listening to this real estate, I own it. This is great. But it means more than that. Would you mind expanding?
Yeah. I mean, when we started the show, everyone knows that I'm a commercial real estate mogul. I own a lot of real estate around the United States. I've been doing this for a little under 3 decades, and we have a wonderful company, Alliance. We're headquartered in Chicago. We have different offices around the country. But it wasn't about owning real estate. It's kind of a double meaning. Yes, I own it, and I own commercial real estate. It's really about owning your life, being responsible for every aspect of your life and owning it, and being fully committed to your life and who you are as a person. And so we bring on incredibly talented celebrities, ultra high net worth folks from all over the globe. And they come on and they share their value and their stories. And I'm so grateful for it because they're contributing to my life and I learn a lot. And then my audience learns a tremendous amount as well. And so I'm really grateful because I get to meet wonderful people. But we always ask one question is at what point in life did you not own it fully? And that way they give example because people are then authentic and real. They're saying, hey, I went through this experience, and they share and they open up and they're vulnerable. And so it's a wonderful place to learn when you log on to my podcast and listen. It's a wonderful place to learn about health, wealth, fitness, business, commercial real estate, selling, mindset, mind and body, breathing. We touch every aspect of a holistic approach to become successful in your career, no matter what business you're in. And so when you hear, this Friday, we have incredible guests coming on and we've had just talented men and women. And it's all about adding value to you, the listener. And that's why we do it. I really enjoy it, Dan, because it allows me to give back, which is really important to me now in my life. Is I always want to know, like, how can I serve? How can I help people? How can I contribute? How can I act from a state of love and not a state of fear and give back to people? And I do that. You'll see me on the street and I see a homeless people. I give them a few bucks. I did that the other day. I saw a lady, broke my heart. She hasn't eaten for 3 days. I gave her some bucks and I said, go get your, I said, when was the last time you ate? She said, 3 days. And I said, you got to eat. So I gave her some money. And that's what life's about. It's about contributing and helping and becoming a great part of society. And as I've aged, I've evolved into that person. And I think it kind of resonates with me. So the show, the Ben Reinberg I Own It show, and it's on all the different platforms. You can follow me on social media as well to see it. But it's all about how can I contribute and how the people that come on the show will contribute as well. And so that's what I love about it. It really makes me feel grateful. And it's so satisfying to be able to give.
Nice. Couldn't agree more. I have a couple of wrap-up questions because I know the clock's getting a little long on us here. The first of which, Ben, what are your five favorite real estate markets and why?
Oh, my God. I have a lot of real estate. I mean, obviously, I'm a big Austin, Texas fan. I've been doing business there for years. Raleigh, Durham's good. Tampa and Orlando are special to me. Dallas, Fort Worth is good. Phoenix, Arizona is a great market. Salt Lake City, Reno, Nevada. I mean,
too many. Well, it'd be five and a couple of reasons.
It just depends. I mean, so I look at our business where we buy. Okay. I love the southern states. I'm really a southern kid who grew up and born and raised in Chicago. People are great, great healthcare markets, population growth, great pro healthcare policies. And so for my niche, that's where I found I like to invest. But you know, you can invest in Chicago and have great multifamily, good industrial. It's a good industrial market. I believe me, I understand it very well. I love Chicago, but for what we do is that's what I look at. So I would say Tampa, Orlando, Raleigh, Durham's a great market. Charlotte is, Austin, Texas, Dallas, Fort Worth, Phoenix. There's so many great markets that I can give you more than just five, but that's just a little sample. And those are some of the taste of the areas that we invest in.
And I appreciate that and the context. And market selection is a theme on our show. It has been forever. We're a little more real estate oriented here versus kind of the broad audience. I personally have gotten into business and found very fruitful markets as a result of some of the guests sharing some of those things. And I know for a fact that quite a few of the listeners actually have gotten ideas and literally picked up and moved to other markets in other states from stuff they've heard from guests like you. So that question has been helpful for the audience for sure. What are a few books, not necessarily ones you just read recently, Ben, but what would be one or two that kind of had the most impact somewhere along the line for you?
Well, if you watch my latest episode of my podcast, Ben Reinberg, I Own It, you will see my story. I interviewed Sharon Lecter, who's a friend of mine. And when I was a young man in my 20s, the way I opened the show, you'll learn a lot about what impacted me. Her book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, inspired me to get into commercial real estate. And that was 30 years ago.
Wow. And
so that was a real powerful book for me. And obviously, Rich Dad, Poor Dad is a great book. Think and Grow Rich is a great book. There's so many great books out there. And it's interesting because a lot of the guests on my show, they send me their books and I read them and they're just spectacular. And so I've had just incredible real estate icons on my show to different people. So I'm not biased towards one book, but I do know that Rich Dad, Poor Dad definitely inspired me and helped me create my life and my journey where I wanted to go.
Yeah, that makes two of us and quite a few of us on the podcast as well. I occasionally get a chance to go to the Chicago, the Love Institute is a nonprofit that I support. And they bring in kids that are probably, I mean, they have elementary school level programs for kids. And then they have kids that are usually in the high school age and maybe even 19, 20 years old who come in. A lot of them are in the foster system and have a chance to kind of share like my experience and story with them. Mm-hmm. So whenever I do go to share, Rich Dad, Poor Dad is one of the books. I'll buy 25, 30 of them, bring them in a box and kind of pitch the book, if you will, sort of pitch that first seed that it was for you. It was a first seed for me. I think I was 17 or 18 when I read it the first time. And, you know, I don't know if that is going to sprout and germinate. I mean, it's only been happening for the last 4 or 5 years, but I'm confident that the information in Rich Dad, Poor Dad, it's been life-changing for me. And I do my best to try to bring that to other people whenever I get the chance.
Yeah. And it was a special moment for me that I get to spend time with Sharon because it allows you to say thank you and show your gratitude towards her. And we had such a special moment when she came on my show because she saw that it wasn't thanking her like you changed my life. It was thanking her that you inspired me because everyone out there, you have to do it on your own. You know, you can't really rely on anyone. And that's what I did. I did on my own. I didn't come from money. I was just in a position where I was driven and hungry to become who I am today. And she inspired me. And so the ability to take a step back and thank her and tell her how much I appreciate her and what she did for me was just a real special moment for me this past few weeks.
Cool. So what is, if we could go back in time, 28 years, you're about to start in commercial real estate in your career, knowing everything you know now, Ben, what is the crown jewel of wisdom that you would take back and share with yourself at that point?
At that point, I would say, work on yourself. Look at your deficiencies and double down how to improve and work on yourself, work on your confidence, and know that you're good enough. You're good enough. You're just as great as everyone else. You know, all of us, Dan, have different DNA. We're all special. And just having the ability to recognize that and understand myself and say, okay, here are my insecurities. Here are my deficiencies. I'm going to double down and work on them. And if I would have known that as a young man, oh my God, I can't imagine who I'd be today. But I'm very grateful for how far I've come. I wouldn't change a thing. And so I would definitely tell myself to work on myself.
Ben, what is the kindest thing anyone has ever done for you?
I think I look at my mother. There's so many people that I'm thankful for, that I'm grateful for. But my mother was the one who encouraged me in business, saying, you can do it, keep with it, don't quit, and just stay focused and keep pushing forward. And I owe that to her, especially when you're young and people are putting thoughts in your head and you're not good enough. You need that extra moral support. That was one of the best things that ever happened to me.
Good stuff. So Ben, where can people listening go to find more information about you or Alliance or anywhere else that you would point people?
Sure. If you go to benreinberg.com, you'll be able to follow me on all social media platforms. We have an entire staff posting all day and we do great content and reels, and it's all about adding value. So if you want to learn about real estate and even commercial real estate, I do a lot of content creation for social media, and it's all about adding value and helping you learn from start to finish how to get involved in real estate. You can also go on to any platform, listen to my show, Ben Reinberg, I Own It, if you want to really become a well-rounded businessman or woman out there, or just personal life as well. And then you can go to my company's website, alliancecgc.com. That's alliancecgc.com. And that will allow you to see, learn about commercial real estate. You can see testimonials on us. If you want to invest in our brand new fund, the Alliance Medical Property Fund, it's the hottest fund on the market. It's phenomenal. You can reach out to us, DM me, whatever you want to do. If you're looking to passively invest in medical office space and really build wealth with us, we'll show you how to do it. So that's the best way to engage with me.
All right, cool. Well, hey, Ben, I appreciate your time here. I got a couple pages of notes. I had a good time. I appreciate you coming on the show.
All right. Thanks, bud.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the REI Diamonds Show with Dan Breslin. To receive email notifications of new weekly episodes, sign up at www.reidiamonds.com.